Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
I don't get the big deal. Just talk to Eddie. Get him to move Hellfire to another night.
Just talk to Eddie.
Why don't you just talk to your coach and get him to move the game?
I think that's a great idea, Mike.
Thank you, Dustin.
This is the championship game.
And this is the end of Eddie's campaign. A semester of adventuring has led to this moment, and we need you.
Yeah, and the Tigers don't. You've been on the bench all year.
It's not the point.
Please, arrive at the point.
If I get in good with these guys, I'll be in the popular crowd, and then you guys will be too.
Has it ever occurred to you that we don't want to be popular?
So you want to be stuck with the nerds and freaks for 3 more years?
We are nerds and freaks.
Yeah, but maybe we don't have to be.
What?
I'm tired of being bullied. I'm tired of girls laughing at us. I'm tired of feeling like a loser. We came to high school wanting things to be different, right? So now we have that chance. I skip tonight, that's all out the window. So I'm asking you guys, as a friend, just talk to Eddie, get him to move Hellfire. Come to my game. Please.
Stranger Things. The greatest show alive. All we can do is wait for season 5. I thought in the meantime that it might be fun to read every comic and book in what I call the Stranger Danger Book Club. Stranger Danger Book Club. Book Club. Stranger Danger Book Club.
Greetings, my stranger friends, the book club back in session. I just made this song up now and it doesn't have a finish. Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to the Stranger Danger Book Club. Back in session, because I read a book. I don't know why I'm all excited. This diet root beer I'm drinking has no caffeine in it, right? Let me just double check. Carbonated water. Okay. Caramel color. Sodium benzoate. Ooh, that's delicious. Aspartame. Ooh, that could be. Maybe that's doing something. Ekasufl. I don't know what any of these things are, but it's delicious and there's no caffeine in it. So I think it's just the excitement of being back here talking Stranger Danger with everyone. The last time you heard from me, I was talking about a contest that actually we picked the winners just the other day. Three exciting winners that we did quote unquote live on Peacock. I didn't realize until was it Alan who let me know on TikTok that you can't do live unless you have 1,000 followers. So I blame everyone on TikTok who's not following me yet that I couldn't go live. Instead, what I did was I recorded the picking of the names. I used this wheel thing I found online, put everyone's name in there. Thank you so much to everyone who entered and spun the wheel and picked three winners. We picked Jessica, Kai, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, and Amanda. And I've been in contact with them. They've picked their prizes, and I will be mailing those out this week. In the future, I hope to do something digital so that, A, I don't have to mail it, and B, I can include the entire world. And I'm glad I decided to also email everyone after the fact, because not everyone's on TikTok. I'm barely on TikTok. I started it specifically for Stranger Danger and pretty much only follow... I follow just about anyone who has anything to do with Stranger Things, as far as I can tell. Like, oh, that their icon has Steve in it. Boom, follow. Oh, they seem to have like a Eddie with some fire behind him. Boom, follow. And that's how I kind of am trying to build something on TikTok. And it's also just a fun place to do silly things. The other day, I posted a video of me. Now, if I'm wondering if the people who listen to the podcast don't know the Chrissy Wake Up song that the Gregory Brothers, that's a group, they remixed and created this song that has kind of become a huge deal on TikTok, used in videos for Stranger Things. And like most people, once they heard it, I became somewhat obsessed with it. It was just in my head constantly, just kind of replaying it over and over. And dun, 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 dun. I mean, it is catchy as hell. And it was in my head so much that I thought to myself, I should do a TikTok video where I do my own version of it, kind of trying to do it like almost like Metallica.
Chrissy, wake up. I don't like this. Chrissy, wake up. Hey, hello. Time to wake up, time to wake up. Can you hear me? Wake up, Chrissy. I don't like this. Chrissy, wake up. Yeah. Wake up, I don't like this. Chrissy, wake up. Hey, hello. Time to wake up, time to wake up. Can you hear me? Wake up, Chrissy. I don't like this. Chrissy, wake up. Yeah.
And I realized, once again, not everyone's on TikTok, so I had to share it with you here. I feel like that kind of, it didn't completely get the song out of my system because it's still catchy as hell, but it just, I was like, that need to try to make something, make a version of that song has been fulfilled for TikTok, but even more so for you, the listener. I hope you enjoyed that rollicking good time. Now, of course, this is the book club, and really we're here to talk about the new Stranger Things book. It's a Lucas-themed book called Stranger Things Lucas on the Line, and it is written by Suey Davies. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He is a sci-fi writer who's written, it looks like he's written a few books. Amit Suyi, it's SUYIDAVIES.com. He's written, it looks like, a lot of fantasy, which is kind of my jam. So that gets me excited to read more. Son of the Storm, he's written. David Mogo Godhunter, Warrior of the Wind. He's also written a novel in the Minecraft world. And Stranger Things, Lucas on the Lion. That's under his For Younger Audiences category, or for older podcasters, right? So that I can fit in there. I'm not going to spoil the book for you. I just want to talk about it a little bit. But before I do that, spoiler, I will discuss things in the book that maybe you don't want to know about. But if you don't, if you're reading it or if you don't mind, I'm not going to go over every aspect of it because I want you to read it if you haven't read it yet. I want you to enjoy it yourself. But I'm just letting you know that there may be things in there you're like, oh, I didn't want to know that. Or I may just not even realize that I've said something that was too much for the book. Hopefully not. Spoiler alert, I really enjoyed it. But before we dive into the book, I wanted to read an email I got. I actually got this like an hour after I put out the contest episode on Sunday, so I didn't get to it in time. And then also got a couple voicemails I wanted to play. But first, the email. You can reach me. You can email the show at strangerdanger@fansnotexperts.com. Now, if you ever get a reply from me, you'll realize it's coming from me, Mike. And you'd be like, wait, who's this guy? It's me. I'm Mike. I'm the host of the show. So if I have a reply, it's from a different email. But this one I hadn't replied to because I wanted to read it specifically on the show from Benjamin Honorato. I hope I pronounced that correctly. That's like the drinking game. This is only for people over 21. If you are, every time I say, I hope I pronounced that correctly, have a drink of root beer. You know what? It's for everybody. Have a drink of root beer. So Benjamin Honorato says, just introduced to your podcast this season. I love that people are finding the podcast now. Well, I mean, it makes sense because people are, all of a sudden, the new season's back. People want to find it. And we've been here. We've been here for a while waiting for all you new listeners. I really appreciate it. So just introduced to your podcast this season and enjoyed your recaps. Helped me digest the amount of stuff that went down each long episode. And they were long. My episodes were long too. So he goes on, started a full show rewatch. And I should say the subject title of this email is Season 2 Clock Chime, which I'm like, oh? So he said, I started a full show rewatch, and I know people have pointed out clock chimes with Will and Billy in seasons 1 and 3, but there's a huge one at 4302 of season 2, episode 4, as Hopper enters the upside-down tunnel. And as it finishes rotating, you hear gong. And Benjamin, he says, it's pretty clear and is the end of the episode, and he gives me the wonderful exploding head emoji that I use too much at work sometimes. Benjamin, I didn't know anything about this. There's clock chime? Like, I feel like I should be the one saying, hey, everyone, welcome to Stranger Danger. Did you know there were clock chimes? No. It's, hey, everyone, Benjamin here is filling me in on something that I don't know because Benjamin knows more than I do about this stuff, and he's learning this stuff, and he's delivering it. I'm delivering it to you, but it's really, I'm just the vessel, that doesn't sound right, I'm just the messenger that is delivering it from Benjamin. There is a clock chime with Will and Billy in seasons 1 and 3 and a clock chime with Hopper at 4302. If you're rewatching it, go to season 2, episode 4, 43 minutes and 2 seconds, right at the end of the episode. Nowadays, this season, 43 minutes and 2 seconds is like 1/3 through the episode. I know I just did the rewatch before, but I want to rewatch season 4 again, not for the podcast, just to kind of enjoy it. But I feel like I also need to rewatch the whole thing again. So maybe the final rewatch isn't the final rewatch. It might be for the podcast, but maybe not for my personal viewing enjoyment. I don't know what I'm talking about. But that is kind of awesome, Benjamin. Thank you so much for finding the show. Thank you so much for sending that cool thing that maybe everyone listening is like, yeah, we know that dude, but I didn't. So that was very awesome, and I really appreciate it. And now for the voicemails.
I just want to start off by saying what an amazing podcast this is. I really enjoy listening to it. Because I feel like I have met my soulmate, even though we haven't met, but I've listened to this podcast so many times, so many hours I've spent listening to this podcast. Because no one that I know that actually likes Stranger Things wants to talk about it like I want to and like I know you talk about it. So I really can't get into specifics with anyone. But when I listen to this podcast, I feel like I am at home. And I just want to show my appreciation because I really enjoy it. So thank you. And I hope you continue with this. Okay, bye.
Okay, that is the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me in the podcasting world. I mean, you know, I've had family and friends who've said some nice things. My wife is nice to me. She says nice things. But wow, that was so nice. I want to thank you so much, and I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. It said it on the voicemail. I didn't mention earlier, is it Josephine or Josephine? I'm not sure. Either way. What a compliment. I am just like, I am just taken aback, I believe is the proper terminology, and so appreciative that A, you listen to the show, B, you like it that much, and C, you don't mind the sound of my voice. That is, I mean, just I'm doing this little bow, like this bow right now. Just, you can't tell because it's audio, but picture like my arms bowing. It's really happening. I mean, maybe you can hear the wind by the microphone. No, I can't. But wow. And I get what you're saying, because I have like very close friends that I've had since I was a little kid. And for the most part, they don't share almost any of my interests with me. You know, I have, you know, my brother is into a lot of the same music with me as me. We have a friend, we have a mutual friend that is in a lot of the same music with me, and he enjoys a lot of the same kind of interests I have in comic books, and movies. But then I have some other friends again that I've been friends with since little kids. They like some of it, you know, tangentially, but they're not sitting home and watching The Flash, all 9 seasons of The Flash on the CW. They're not upset today because Batgirl apparently was canceled. I don't know. I'm just reading about that. I don't know how to make heads or tails about that. And, but they don't like listen to the same music I like. You know, it's very funny, when I'm like, you know, that's where having these podcasts, is really great, because you can find people who share similar interests, similar passions, and you don't even have to know them. You just can listen to them. You can write them emails, or you can just enjoy, you know, hearing their podcast, or you can get awesome voicemails and send in awesome voicemails like you just did. I'm going to go with Josephine. I think I'm going to choose that. If I'm incorrect, again, you know the drill, drink a root beer, 'cause I'm not sure if I pronounced that right. But all I can say, is thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, fellow Stranger Nerd. My name is Alan, and I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I'm a big fan of Stranger Things and Stranger Danger. And, well, fun fact, I actually took a picture with Gate Matarazzo, and I love your podcast. I wish you the best of luck moving forward. And I'm an 80s and 90s nerd. That's all. I hope I'm short on the podcast. And because I love it, that's basically it. Bye.
Detroit in the house. Alan, awesome. Thank you so much for the voicemail. I'm also an 80s and 90s nerd, but even more so, I was a nerd in the 80s and 90s. So, I mean, that's like, it's like very meta, I think. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting the show. And I'm wondering if you're the same Alan from TikTok and same Alan who entered the contest and almost by centimeters, almost 1 millimeters even. Awesome. Thank you as well for the voicemail. It is, I mean, the fact that people are listening, like the thing I have, you can see a map and there's people all over the world that are finding this show. And it is jaw dropping. Like, you can't see right now, but like my jaw, it just dropped. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, it's back. But it just makes me want to keep doing the show. Even though the season is done and we're going to have, you saw today, Stranger Writers. I don't know if you saw on Twitter, they posted a photo of a dry erase board, empty dry erase board. All it said was Stranger Things 5 and it said day one. So they are starting to, do they call them break the season down? Isn't that something that writers do? The season break, episode break. My assumption is they have a map of this needs to happen. And you know, this is the major story. We need to get there. And then they start breaking down episodes by episode, what needs to happen. And then, you know, a specific writer or two will go off and take the roadmap and fill in all the details to get from point A to point B. I don't know, you know, to get from episode to episode. That's how I think it works. That's how it works in my dreams. But the fact is, we have a long way to go till we get to season 5. But the fact that the people like Josephine, I hope, or Josephine, and people like Alan, that I know I got right. The fact that you guys are out there and enjoying the show just warms my heart like a Diet Root Beer could never do. So thank you guys so much again. Now, folks, you can email the show too, strangerdanger@fansonexperts.com. You can send a voicemail too at strangerdangerpodcast.com/hotline. Or if you just go to strangerdangerpodcast.com, you'll see a link right there. Leave a voicemail. There's even a button where you can do it directly right there. And it's very easy. You could put your name, you could put your email and ask it. Those things are not necessary. You can just start talking, and it'll send me a nice little MP3 file that I can throw right in the show and allows you guys to express yourself and me to get to, connect with you guys more, which is awesome. 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 But as I've said before, as much as I love talking to the fans of Stranger Things and the listeners of Stranger Danger, and as much as I love hearing the feedback and how you know sharing these songs with you, this is the book club, and we're here to talk about a book, and that book is Lucas on the Line.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lucas on the Line, the latest Stranger Things novel. This one is written, as I said, by Sue Davies. Again, I hope I am pronouncing that right. In this book, focuses primarily on Lucas Sinclair. He is the main character of this book. What I like about all these Stranger Things book, and this one is the same, is that they do a really nice job of talking as the characters and you can really picture the characters, the actors saying those lines. And, you know, a lot of the time when I read a book, or, you know, there's characters in this book that aren't in the TV show. A lot of the times, sometimes I try to pick an actor to be the character in a book. Other times it's like, it's almost like kind of a character. It's like the face is never quite like you kind of picture it. It's kind of generic, but you kind of get a general sense, and you can picture that same character every time, but it's not a perfect like face of, oh, this is who it is. It's just kind of a made up thing for me. But when you're dealing with characters that you know, come from TV first, it's cool because you can picture them saying the lines, and you know their voice, and you know how they say these lines too, which is fun to hear. Now this book, what it does is it primarily focuses on Lucas's first day of high school, and it's like right in the fall, right at the beginning of their freshman year of high school, and it ends within the story we know of season four. I don't want to tell you exactly where it ends, because again, that's part of the enjoyment of the book, I think. But it gives kind of a prequel to Stranger Things 4, kind of fills in the gaps a little bit, and it ends with the season of Stranger Things 4, excuse me. But what it does is it gives us different angles of that, and it gives us what Lucas may have been thinking during, you know, certain things, and you know, it touches on his friends choosing Dungeons and Dragons over going to see him play basketball. It touches on him and Max and their disconnect that we see apparent in this season. It really touches on his joining the basketball team, and it's kind of all about him putting it, you know, putting it out on the line, like saying, "Hey, I want to be more than what I am. I'm in high school now. I can try things new. I can reinvent myself. I can try to be more than what I've been kind of pigeonholed as." I like the this is not even part of the story. It's just like the dedication that the author did. He wrote for black nerds who contain multitudes. And I think that's because maybe the author considers himself a nerd. Lucas definitely considers himself a nerd. And the contained multitudes is a part of a Walt Whitman poem. The verse just says, "Do I contradict myself? Very well, then. I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes." And I think, because I'm not, you know, I know my dad has an English degree and taught and all this stuff. Me, you know, I'm not that bright as far as English and literature, but my understanding is that look, I'm you think I'm this, maybe I am this, but I'm also this, and I'm also this, and I want to be this. I contain multitudes. I you know, I can be whatever I want to be, because you know, it's not one thing defines me. And what we get along the way of this book is we get Lucas kind of dealing with not being with his friends as much. We get Lucas meeting a friend, and it's a tricky situation because you have to, as you know, writing these stories, you have to build in a story and build in a character or a few characters who are never discussed on the show because they're not part of the show story. There's something specific that happens to Lucas. He meets a friend, and the friend actually really kind of helps him learn about basketball. There's some fun things about, you know, because all of a sudden Lucas goes from a new Coke firework loving, slingshot shooting, you know, Dungeons and Dragons nerd to a young man on the basketball team with a cool flat top, and it's like, whoa, he's grown up, and how do we get from there to here? And this book does a really nice job. But even it has a really kind of touching moment where we learn where Lucas gets, you know, his new haircut. Even that is touched on, and I really like that. I liked that Lucas, you know, he with the group of the Stranger Things, you know, it's all these white kids and Lucas. Lucas is the only black friend, and you know, he even talks about, like, in high school, he was like, "Whoa, there's like other black kids here that he didn't really have in grammar school." And I like learning about that stuff and reading about that stuff and realizing, you know, these are thoughts that you know, people like Lucas, I'm sure, have all the time. And me being some, you know, I don't want to say old, but I'm not young, but I am extremely white. And, you know, I don't know, you know, or I, not that I don't know, it's that I don't have experiences that other people will have. And it is interesting and I think eye-opening and educational. I just like learning, think, oh, you know, I never thought that you would think about something like that. That is, it's eye-opening. I think that's the word I'm looking for. I think I said that. And I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed that Lucas was also kind of like, well, I didn't know about this. And he meets a family member we meet a family member that talks about a few things that we don't know about. We learn more about his parents' past. Of course, Eric is there to bust his balls, which is always fun. But I really enjoyed the story of Lucas, the story of this kid in high school who's trying to just kind of expand his horizons. But then at a certain point, he says, you know what? My goodness gracious, I need to be there for my friends and I need to do this, and things are getting out of hand. And that's when you start to see the tie-in of the show, and you start seeing, whoa, because things happen and some real serious things happen, and you think, whoa, but why is this never discussed? And it kind of is like, I need to focus on this now. And based on this, you'd think Lucas just kind of compartmentalizes that and says, you know what? This craziness that is Stranger Things, I need to deal with that now. I need to be there for my friends. But I really, the only thing, there were like two details that I was like, wait, how does that, is that what? Mm-hmm. Now, this is where it might get a little spoilery. So if you don't want to know anything, maybe skip ahead 3 or 4 minutes. But there was one part where they talked about Will and Eleven coming back for a day to pack up and leave. Like, they were gone, they came back, and then they left. And I was like, is that supposed to be the time when he and Max were singing Never Ending Story, making fun of Dustin? Was that day supposed to be the day they just came back for a day? Because that didn't, I wasn't sure if that was that. It threw me off a little bit with the timing and Max's, you know, how Max was dealing with Billy, and then all of a sudden, was she there and happy that day? He did say, you know, things were really great that day. So maybe that is that? I'm not sure. And the only other thing is, the book made it seem like he barely knew Eddie, and he really wasn't part of Hellfire. He helped, he played a little bit. But in the TV show, like, he's in the Hellfire Club. I mean, he's in a yearbook photo. It made it seem like he's much more in the club. You know, a semester long, he was helping out with, you know, he was doing basketball, but he was also doing Hellfire. And the book made it seem like he played a little bit, didn't really, you know, wasn't really part of it. But in the TV show, I felt like he was saying those things to throw Jason off course, and to kind of minimize his, he didn't want them to know, like, that he was part of them, because he didn't want his basketball friends to know. but like I feel like he's friends with Gareth in the band and the entire group, and I feel like them being in the photo together kind of solidifies that. So that was the only thing in the book that I was like, oh, but, and it doesn't take away from anything else. There's so many great things in this, so many great character things, so many great, like, even history things where I'm like, oh, you know, you learn little things, very, like, different culture things, just things like that that I appreciated and really liked. And this was more like, wait a second, he and Eddie know each other. What are they talking about? And Erica was just filling in, but that's just the tiniest little thing. Okay, that's it. I'm done. I think I'm done. Anything spoilery with the book. At the end, the author also gives like a thank you to Stranger Things, to the writers, to Lucas, and to Caleb, the actor. And I thought that was really nice. I was thinking I should read that, but you know what? No, that should be for you. He wrote that. It's in the book. I suggest picking this up on, you know, on Amazon. You can get the Kindle, you can get the digital version, or you can buy the book. I read it digitally, and you know, for me, I've said it before. I'm a notoriously slow reader, but I feel like I read this. I like set myself up to finish it on Thursday. I'm a nerd. I made a spreadsheet where I said I want to get this many pages done this day, this day, this day, this day. And I was like, I'm ahead of the game. And then I went outside today and then started pouring. I come inside, the sun's shining. I go back outside and I finish the book. And it made me just love Lucas Sinclair even more. That's the bottom line. That's the 4-star review out of 5. The 1-star was only because of those 2 questions that if you didn't listen to the spoiler stuff, and it's not even that spoilery, but if you didn't listen to it, that's the only reason I wasn't like, this is the most perfect book, because there's so much good in it. So much good in it. Makes me want to be like, I got to read what else this guy's written. I think that's it. I don't want to, like when I do the comic books, I like to go read. I'm almost like reading along. But when I do the novels, I just want to kind of touch on things. And I feel like in the past, I have talked, I've kind of gone into detail too much. But this book is, a lot of those times, I went back and read books that were out for a while. This book is brand new. Like, I got it the day it came out. So I hope that you guys have a chance to read it too. Because guess what? We have a long time to wait. And I think the best way to wait for new Stranger Things is to fill it with more Stranger Things. That's why this is only book one of the second season. I don't know what year, whatever we're in. Yeah, I guess those last couple of years were the first season. But the new Stranger Danger Book Club, this is only the first of many listings of many books that I have. There was a new comic that I just saw. Well, I just saw it today, but apparently it's been out for a month. So I went and I bought it. I got to do The Bully. And guess what? I'm giving that away. So then I went and bought a digital version so that I can read the digital version. Because I don't want to crack or crease the edges of this hard copy. That goes to the winner. And you know, I think that's it. I think we're done here. Again, just a quick reminder. The author's name, if you want to look up other books he's written, it's spelled Suyidavies. Well, that's how he's written for younger adults. But he goes by, that might be his middle name, Davies. His last name for adult books is Okungbowa, I believe. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Okungbowa. And those are like the David Mogo Omago, God Hunter, Son of Storm, and Warrior of the Wind. Oh, just saying Warrior of the Wind. Ooh, it's a series. It's a series called The Nameless Republic Book. And the Nameless Republic book. It's The Nameless Republic. And book 1 is Son of Storm. Book 2 is Warrior of the Wind. which sounds like an awesome metal track too. I'm not going to write it. I'm not going to do it. But he's got something. He's got a novella coming soon too on his website. So yeah, you can find him on Instagram, Suey Davies, SUYIDAVIES. Same on Twitter. And if you just go to his website, Suey Davies, and there'll be a link to it in the show notes. He's got a YouTube channel there as well. Really, really cool book. Really makes me want to just kind of, I love when I find a book. Well, I didn't find this book because of the author. I found this book because of the what the book was about. I did that recently. I read a book. It was about Batman and Superman. But I was like, I really like this author. Now I want to go read other things. And it's happened again. So thank you to Suey Davies for writing a really cool book. Thank you, the listener, for listening and subscribing and finding this show and following along as we try to fill the time, fill the void, the long, long void, until we get our fifth and final season of Stranger Things. But until then, you can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at Geek Mentality. You can find Facebook, Fans Not Experts. You can find on TikTok, Stranger Danger Pod. The website is Stranger Danger Podcast. And yeah, that's it. Thank you guys so much. Happy August, everybody. I hope to hear from you soon. And you will be hearing from me. You know, I got to read more. Got to read more Stranger Things. And don't forget the people on Stranger Things. That is coming soon, too. Once I figure out exactly what that is, I know what I want to do. I just haven't put the episode together yet to realize, to kind of build a structure. But it's in my head. Listen, it's in there. I can hear it. It's rattling around. So I can't wait to do that, too. We got a lot of time. We got a lot of time to fill. And I couldn't be more appreciative that you choose to fill some of that time between seasons until we get our friends back by listening to this podcast. So one more time, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. Stay Stranger, my friends. And remember, reading is fundamental, and you can't spell fundamental without F-U-N.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. A reading rainbow, rainbow, a reading rainbow,
a reading rainbow. Fans Not Experts.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.